I feel immensely proud at this moment to be able to introduce somebody who I know everybody in this square will want to listen to. Ron Kovic, a Vietnam veteran, a man who saw what war was and who was affected by that war absolutely radically. He is somebody who since Vietnam has worked untiringly to try and explain to people in the world that in fact there has to be another way, there has to be peace. Ron has been in England for 2 days and 3 days and has been on the demonstration today and is here now. And I hope you will welcome this man who opposes the policies of Bush and Blair and who wishes to be identified with us in an absolutely sterling way. Ron.
Thank you very much for coming today. Thank you for standing on behalf of peace and against this immoral and unjust war in Iraq. You are the ones who really care about Great Britain, and you also are the ones who care about my country, the United States. We know that you care about America. Thank you, thank you. I want to send the greetings of the millions of Americans who oppose this war in Iraq and oppose the President of the United States. Millions of Americans, I want you to know, are standing with you here today. We know that you are right. We know that you have been on the right road for a long time. And we know together, we as Americans and you here in Great Britain, we have a rendezvous with history. We have a rendezvous with history. Not only are we going to stop the war in Iraq, we have a rendezvous with history. We are going to have sweeping changes in our country, regime change here in Great Britain, regime change in America, and things will never be the same. You were born to this important moment in history. You were born to change this society and all societies that want to promote this awful and despicable behavior. You were born to this time and this moment in history. It is your destiny, your sacred birthright, to take this country back on behalf of the people, and we in America will take our country back from George Bush, and we will return it to the people. If they want to continue to fight this war, this brutal, unjust war, this cruel and vicious war, this war that is killing young British Americans and British soldiers every single day and wounding and maiming Iraqi civilians, if they want to pursue this mad policy, then we will go to the streets of our respective countries, I promise you today. We will go to the streets in growing numbers, in growing confidence. We will go to the streets in hundreds of thousands and millions. We'll fill the streets of all of both of our countries. And we will march as we did today with great dignity, We will march non-violently and peacefully because we have the moral high ground. We will continue to have the moral high ground. And in the spirit of Nelson Mandela, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, we will move forward confidently. We will move forward knowing that we are right, because history is on our side. And when history is on your side, you can never lose. We are on the right side of history. We are on the side of love, of faith, of healing, of caring, of cooperation, of beauty. You are on the right side. You have a rendezvous with history. We will not be defeated. This is only the beginning. We will win this great victory. Thank you. Thank you very much. Keep fighting.